trust in God. A believer's response. This world is a place of constant change. No condition remains the same forever. In accordance with the laws of nature and the divine scheme of creation, circumstances continue to alternate. Ease is followed by difficulty, and difficulty by ease. At times, a person is confronted with loss. This loss may appear in the form of fear, hunger, or a decrease in wealth, life, or well-being, as mentioned in the Quran 2:155. In such situations, some people begin to complain and lament. They give way to negative thinking, and gradually despair takes hold of their minds. They see only what has been taken away and fail to reflect upon what still remains. This attitude leads them into a state of helplessness. But this is not the way of a thinking person. It is the way of those who fail to understand the wisdom behind events. The proper response, at such moments, is to turn towards the Creator of the universe and entrust all matters to Him. Hardship should be seen not as a cause for protest, but as a test of patience, not as a permanent condition, but as a temporary phase. Those who possess a God-oriented mind respond differently. When they are faced with a calamity, they spontaneously say, "We belong to God, and to Him we shall return." Along with this, they pray, "O God, reward us in our hardship, and grant us what is better for us after it." Sahih Muslim. This is not merely a verbal response. It is a complete way of thinking. Such words awaken inner strength. They help a person rise above the shock of the moment. After a phase of grief, they rediscover hope and clarity. Those who adopt this attitude do not remain prisoners of the past. They learn to move forward. Even in times of deprivation, they discover new possibilities. Where others see an end, they find a new beginning and a fresh opportunity to rebuild their lives. The proper response, in adverse situations, is to turn towards the Creator of the universe and entrust all matters to Him. Hardship should be seen not as a cause for protest, but as a test of patience, not as a permanent condition, but as a temporary phase.